Good morning, we are Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed, and we're starting right at the bottom of Kaf Tet Amud Bet, three lines from the end, Amar Abaya. So now, Amar Abaya, Le'olam Lishatef, I think is the wording, right? Lishatef Inish Nafshe Bahare Tzibura. Basically, like a Lugrashi, Ali Palel Tfilak Tzara B'Lashon Yachid L'Lashon Rabim, Shemitoch Kach Tfilato Nishma. So you always come to Davin, say it in the Lashon of Rabim. Basically, you're getting Zchut Avot, you're getting every part of Am Yisrael, you aren't just davening on your own. So, Gemara says, Haichi Neima, how do you say that? Give us the example. So, he uses the example just saw now about Tzilat HaDerech. You don't say, Panecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetolicheinu Leshalom. Right? You don't say, Shetolicheini Leshalom, even though you're driving on your own. Right? I'm on the bottom of, I'm top of Lamed. Just on Lamed. Right? You don't say, Shetolicheini Leshalom, even though you might be driving on your own. You say, Shetolicheinu Leshalom, Tatsidan Leshalom. Etc. So what's like Amat Matzli? When do you dab? When do you say this? Rabbi Yaakov Bechis, the Mishal Hashem Malech Baderech. As soon as you're on the way, on the journey, that's always a big question. When you say Tzilat Haderech in the car, right? It's all different opinions. Whether you leave the tchum of the town, or whether you're going on the main road only. If you're driving between cities, Rav Neri, as Zichron Livracha, I was with him in the car once, and he said to me, "In Tzilat, you say Tzilat Haderech as soon as you get into your car." That's what he used to say. Says it's been proven that more people die on the road, Rahman Litzan, in wars, and therefore the roads are dangerous. Please say Tzilat HaDerech, which opens up a whole separate machloket of Baruch, who gave a cheer once. Is Tzilat HaDerech a tefillah or a vakasha? Or is it a hoda'ah? Right? So it's all different opinions of what it is. Anyhow, it's beyond our scopes, right? So the goes in the Ad Kama, right? How far do you have to be traveling? Rashi says, yes, Zmanalit Palel, right? So ad kama, how much is your time to daven? I'm Rabbi Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Chista. Ad parsa, right? Ad parsa. How did that translate? That just give me the I don't know what a parsa is. I'm saying parsa is a quarter meal, right? The parsa is 2,000 amas, isn't it? Or is it a 4 meal? Sorry, a parsa is four meal. We said it was 8,000 amas. The parsa 8,000 amas. We had it before.
5,000 meters.
Right. Well, that's about 8,000 amos. We discussed this idea of a parsa before. For some reason, I don't know why, but it was a quarter of that. But that's a parsa. So you basically, not a question of walking from your house to your neighbor, driving to the shops, right? You got to go on a journey, right? Okay. Matzila, now, how do you say Tzilat HaDerech? The government of Machloket as well. Rav Shesh was blind, right? We'll see why in a second. Rav Shesh was blind. So you're just looking at ad parsa, avalola chashe halach parsa. So he says, but if you really traveled more than a parsa, and you don't say, in other words, when you leave your Tzilat HaDerech, in the first parsa you should say Tzilat HaDerech. So you shouldn't travel like 10 kilometers and then remember to say Tzilat HaDerech. That's what she said. Ubahag mefaresh ad kama yevakesh delech sheyetzarich litpalel ad parsa. Fido en lech ela ad parsa. Rashi gives pshat at the beginning. He says the first way he understands the Gemara is that if you've gone more than a parsa, too late to say Tzilat HaDerech. Then he brings the Bahag, right? The Baal Sefer Hilchot Gedolah, we discussed him before. He's a Rishon, a Gaon actually. Although he himself wasn't a Gaon. Never the title of Gaon. He lived in the time of the Gaonim, around about 800s. And Kaina, I think his name was. Kaina. And he's quoted quite extensively. And he says over here, ad parsa, afilu ein lo lelech ela ad parsa. In other words, if your whole journey is only a parsa, you should still say Tzilat HaDerech. Aval derech pachot mi parsa ein tzarich lipalel tzilat zo. So the Bahag says you only say Tzilat HaDerech if you're on a journey longer than a parsa, longer than 8,000 amas, and like about 4 or 5 kilometers. So if you're just driving like from here, let's say to Kadima, you wouldn't say Tzilat HaDerech. If you're going to run out, you already would.
But it's 1% from the boundaries of the city.
Now you're getting confused with Tchum of Shabbos. That's what I said. It's a machlok of the question that when you leave your town, right? When you leave your town, not from the door to door, right? But the whole machlok between Rashi and Ramban and the Bahag, whether you would say it only if you're going on a journey of 5,000 and you have to work out where to count it from, or if you take, say, Rashi that says that when you've driven more than 5 kilometers, you don't sit at the derech anymore. So then I'm not sure they'll make a difference where you're driving. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if Rashi would agree that the issue is the tchum. Or the issue of a tchum is more the bahag of how far your journey has to be to say Tzilat HaDerech. Rashi says once you've driven 5 kilometers already, why should it make a difference where you've driven from? But I don't know. But maybe yes. I don't know. Give me the halacha there. Read out the halacha there.
תפילת הדרך אינה נאמרת, אלא אם מתכוון ללכת למרחק של פרסה ומעלה.
But who's that? Who's that he quoted there? The Bhagavad or the Rambam?
Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch.
Too interesting to see it inside. He probably quoted the Bhagavad. Yeah. Okay. Please explain there. Does it come from the Bhagavad?
It says, in the Mishnah verse, says, within the city, you don't need to see it.
Right. Okay. Shkoch. Right.
So now...
Vahichi Matzlila. Maybe that... Right, Vahichi Matzlila. Rav Chisda Amar Mu'umad. Right, Rav Chisda, you say it's standing up. Well, this is a big thing for all of us, because most people, I think, ever said Tfilat Derech, you sat sitting in your car, right? Mm-hmm. How many of you ever parked your car, got outside, stood at the side of the road and said Tfilat Derech?
Why do you have to stand?
Well, because according to Rav Chisda, he said, Shad Mu'umad, like any Tfilah, you're davening a Vakash Ad Hashem, you stand, like Shmona Asher. Rav Shesh Damar Afidu Mahalech. Rav, airplane maybe, if you would say Tfilat Derech, you will see in a second, we're going to get to in a second about boats, etc. But yeah, the halacha is part of Sheshet. Rav Sheshet Amar Afilu Mahalach. Even if you're walking, and that seems to be the halacha. Now Rashi says that Rav Sheshet was a Morei Naim, was blind. That's for the next part of the story, right? Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshet, Avu Kaz, Le Barucha, they were gang traveling together. Come Rav Chisda v'kamatzles, Rav Chisda l'shitato, right? Azdu l'tame, he was consistent. He paskin that you should stand. He stood. So Amar Rav Sheshet to Shammah, Rav Sheshet to Yishamis. He understood something was wrong here. Something had happened. He couldn't see what's going on because he's blind. My ka'avid rochid, what's Rav Chisda doing? So Amalei, so Yishama says to him, Kayi umatzle, he's standing up to Davim. Now look at this. This is very no less important. Amalei, ukmanami ledidi v'asvezikath, also get up and I'll stand next to him. Right, why? It says, Meheyotov altikra ra. Look at the Rashi over there. It's a good one by becoming this. He said, look at Rashi there. Rav Shesh, Meheyotov altikra ra. Hoyel v'ani yacholi palea mu'umad. Shechavurati omedet, lo ekra ra li paleo malach vapishe mutar. See, even though it's mutar with a daven walking, and I pass kaloka that I'm going to walk, you can say walking. If he's standing, and it's not a problem for me to stand, I'll stand with him and say it as well. You don't start two people doing it, but that's aloka if you're davening shmona asher. As you go into a room, not sure you're going to make a mistake. You're davening b'yechidot, I think even b'yechidot, I'm not sure it's similar, I know for yechidot. If you're davening privately and you make a mistake with the direction you face, you don't face Yerushalayim. You face Beirut, right? And then somebody else walked into the room and he starts to run out of he's got to face the same way you face it. You now go down daven to Yerushalayim and he's daven to Beirut. You have two guys davening two different directions. Similar idea over here. So now, my Ika Ben Havinot Tefillah. Now the Gemara goes back. I mean, we saw, Noam touched on it this morning, even though it's only mentioned in Halachos from yesterday. Right, what's the difference between Havineinu and Tfilah? So we saw at the end of the Amud yesterday that there's Havineinu. We say the three brochas at the beginning and the middle, you don't in Havineinu. And Tfilah, so we just say those few brochas, right? So Havineinu, Ba'ilit, Sluye, Gimel, Kamaito, Gimel, Tritek. So Havineinu, there's three in the middle, three in the beginning, three at the end. When you come home, you have to repeat it. But Tfilah Katsara, but the Tfilah Katsara, Lo Ba'ilit, Sluye, Lo Gimel, Kamaito, Lo Gimel, Tritek. V'chimati, Lebeite, Ba'ilit, Mahadarit, Sluye. You do have to repeat it. The Gemara Paskan says, Havineinu Ma'umad. Havineinu, you have to say standing up because it's like a proper Shmona Asrei. Tfilah Katsura, Bei Umad, Bei Mahalach. You can say it either walking or standing makes no difference because you repeat it anyhow when you get home. Okay. Hayar Ocheva Chamor. Yeah, we are Ed. Now, who you sit on an airplane, right? So this is the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah said that if you walk driving on a donkey, get off, let someone else hold the donkey for you, and then daven. Right? Stana Rabbanan, got it brighter. So he's driving his donkey, Tom comes for Shachrit. If someone can hold your donkey, get off and daven. If not, you can sit on the donkey in your place. You can't drive on the donkey. You've got to stop the donkey and then daven. Rabbi says, irrespective, if there's somebody who can hold the donkey for you, you should still sit on the donkey and daven. Why? Because if someone's holding your donkey, you're going to be scared any second and the donkey will run away or he'll take the donkey. You aren't relaxed. Right? So therefore, rather, look at Rashi. Okay, Rashi says, yeah, the whole idea that you're standing still, or that you're delaying yourself is a problem. But that would make a difference if you're sitting on the donkey. Unless, I misunderstood Rebbe, And Rebbe says, Ben kach, Yeshebim komo. No, it says Yeshebim komo, meaning in your place on the donkey, and Davim, the donkey's still driving.
Yeah,
so that's probably what it means, right? Otherwise, Rashi, according to Rashi, anyhow, that's how I understand it. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. According to Rashi, you don't want to be delayed. You want the whole pamalia, the whole, what you call it, the procession is going without you, and you're sitting back, so you aren't going to be concentrating. So stay on the donkey and Davim.
The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rashi. Right?
That's halacha, by the way. It's a Siman Tzadik Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. I remember looking it up many, many years ago. Siman Tzadik Dalet?
94,
that's it. Yeah, I remember this other Siman, yeah. I'd argue with somebody at the Kotel once about the direction that you face. That's where it comes from. You know, people at the Kotel, they dive in facing like the Kodesh HaKodashim. They're not standing facing the actual Kotel itself. I mean, that's even Tariq Dalit, right? Okay. So, like, Shaina Tom Yushevela. Amarava, right? Amarav Vitam Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Halachaka Rabbi. Halacha is like Rabbi. So, therefore, the halacha is that you can sit on the donkey and you can carry on davening, which, by the way, is a heter for us. Sometimes you daven Shmona Asher in a car. If you're driving in a car with somebody and you haven't, you sit in the seat and you daven Shmona Asher. You move your leg 3 steps back, 3 steps forward. Daven Shmona Asher. That's exactly this. You're davening in a, what's the difference between a donkey and a car?
See a lot of people step on the side.
Yeah, I also do that. That's probably pretty dangerous, but yeah. I also do it, right? Tarabalan. Suma, right? Umishani achol lechaven taruchot. So now you got a blind guy or somebody who's just disoriented, let's say, and doesn't know how to find the right direction of where to face. Right? Look at Rashi. Lechaven taruchot. Letzad eretz Yisrael. Could have been in a Meimar. Tell. Shakol ponimbo. Right? We'll see this now. Tal piyot. We'll see this. A nice explanation just now. So now you're not sure how to find direction. You haven't got a compass. You haven't got a smartphone which you can shake around and tells you now which direction is, right? And you're davening in the middle of the desert. You have any book connected to Mishma Shemaim. Just face, make sure that your heart is in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar v'palu el Hashem, right? Hayomed b'chul. If you're in Chutz Laaretz, right? You have any book connected to Israel. You've got to face Israel. You don't have to pinpoint exactly on a compass exactly how to get to Har Habayit, to Kodesh Kodashim, right? You face Israel. You study at Israel. You face Yerushalayim. Shemay palu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. Right? You face all these psukim here. All psukim, we're basically telling you directions. At Israel chosen, the land of Israel chosen, Jerusalem chosen. Now you're davening Yerushalayim. Right? This is quite an interesting thing because if you're davening Yerushalayim, essentially, as you surround the court of the old city, you're all facing different directions. Right, you had a guy in on Har Atzofim, he's facing this way, and the guy in Tal Piyot is facing this way. Mm-hmm. Everyone's facing a different way. That's quite interesting. Right?
South and someone in the north.
Yeah, Yerushalayim, Yechaved Libok, exactly. Right, like, I always get confused, like we in Midbar Yehuda, or like in the Masada area, you go to Dav Mincha, you got to face north. We're so used to facing southeast, you got to face north. You're right, same idea. Right? So now again, Birushalayim, Yechaved Libok, Yechaved Ben Amigdash. Shneimar v'palu et habayit hazeh, face this house. Hayah Ben Amigdash, you're in the Ben Amigdash itself, Yechaved Libok, Yechaved Beit Kodesh HaKodashim. Okay, face the Holy of Holies. Shenema yipalu el ha-makom hazeh. Right? That's the passage. These all psukim. This is Melachim, Dibayam. Most of the psukim are Melachim, one of Dibayamim, and one from Shir Hashim. We'll see in a second. Aya omed bebeit kodshei ha-kodashim, yechavenet libo keneged beit ha-kaporet. Okay, now, you in Kodesh ha-kodashim, you face beit ha-kaporet. Right? Is there a Rashi on Beit HaKaporet? No, there's Achorei. Hayah Omed Achorei Beit HaKaporet. Remember we had this in Masechet Midot. We learned Masechet Midot. I think Rashi actually explains it nicely. Let Rashi discuss it. Right, look at Rashi. Achorei Beit HaKaporet. But Ma'arav HaAzara, west of the Azara, Hayu Echadesher Amel Chatzer. There was 11 Amel Chatzer Mikotel Beit Kodesh HaKodashim LeKotel Ma'aravish LaAzara. Now, I'm not sure if that's the Kotel Maravi that we dive into today, because I think the Kotel Maravi we dive into today is what Hordus basically built to extend the western wall. With that wall that we dive into today is Hordus increased the size of the Beit HaMikdash, of Har HaBayit. So that was like a supporting wall. That's a western supporting wall. But if you're on that same side where we dive in today, if you go a little bit east, and they'd be where the Har HaBayit, where the Beit HaMikdash was. So around the Beit HaMikdash, there was the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. And if this is the Kodesh HaKodashim, the wall went like up to here. And there's 11 Amazon. Remember, we had a discussion about windows there. Remember, there were windows at the back there. There's a machlok of the windows there. So at day 11 Amot, what's the interesting thing? Machzir panal kapot mizrach. So you've got to face mizrach, which seems to be pretty obvious. But look what the Gemara actually says. It says like this. I don't understand, to be honest, what that means. See yourself as if you're before the kaporet. In other words, see yourself as if you're on the other side. I'm not sure what exactly what that means. Right, okay. Omer Mizrach, we're on the east, Machshepanav Mari, face the west, Mari on the west, Machshepanav Mizrach, Bedarim, you're on the south, Machshepanav Tzafon, face the north, Tzafon, Machshepanav Darim, face the south. Nimtzu, here, this is really what's important. Kol Yisrael Mechavnin et Libam Lemakom Echad. Okay, everyone's facing the same direction. Basically, man from Shammai, you've got like a big aerial photograph of all the Jews in the world davening. So basically, everyone's facing, if in theory, you could superimpose all the times, everyone davening Musaf, whatever, everyone's davening in a big circle.
I thought there were two opinions, is whether you go by the great circle or whether you go by a straight line.
Okay, well, maybe, not in this Gemara, maybe another Gemara. Okay? So, Nimsko, what's the Pasuk? So, because this is the Pasuk, he brings from Shir Hashirim, Kemigdal David Tzavarech, right, like the Tower of David was his neck, Banui letalpiot. We'll see this in a second. Elef hamagain taluy alav. He had thousands of shields on it. Kol shiltei hagiborim. Okay, there's a sefer called Shtal Giborim. It's from here, right? So look what he says here. Kemigdal David Savarech banui letalpiot. What does talpiot mean? The Gemara says, tel means a tower, like a heart. Shekol piot ponim bo. Isn't that nice? A tel that all the mouths are facing. Tel Piot, the Tower of Mouths. That was the Beit HaMikdash is the tower that all the mouths are facing to all daven in the same direction. Okay, Avodah Shmuel v'Levi. So now we've got three opinions over here we're going to see now. Avodah Shmuel v'Levi. Kabu ba'u le'mei fatuch, they were going on their way. Havu mekad me'o matzah. So now the question is, now we've discussed all these things. Now we've got a time for davening. We know that the urging of daven Shmona Asheri is Netzachama, right? And then we also know that you've got to daven Kriyashma at a certain time as well. We saw that as well. And Kriya said, now what happens if you've got to leave early? You're getting up to travel early, before that time. So Avodah Shmuel v'Levi, the two of them, ki avu ba'u le'mefak, without go, havu mekadmei u'matzlei. They'd get up early, and they would daven. Before the time, look at Rashi. Korem ayom. Right, but it was still dark. Right, they would daven. And then say that would be in the chihavu matas man kriyashma, so they'd first do Shmona Asheri, and then when kriyashma came around, karu, they'd say kriyashma, because they changed the order. They'd first daven Shmona Asheri, and then they'd daven kriyashma later on. What about smicha legula? Right, good question. Kamaz says Kamaz, who's this like? He says kahai tanya, we got a brighter. The tanya hishkim la tzeit la derech. Rather, it's a good tosefta. Maybe in lo shofar v'tokeya. It's still daytime. Still not early. It's still dark. I bring you a lulav. I bring you a lulav. Megillah. I read the Megillah. And then look at the brighter. Okay, shagiyaz man krishma kore. And he becomes krishma. Then say krishma. So we can say all these other mitzvahs of the day we can do that aren't time limited. Right? Even they are a little bit, but they aren't exactly about this krishma. And then read. Hishkim leshev b'karon. Now here, your question, Ed. Hishkim leshev b'karon or b'sfin. If you're going to now go on a carriage or on a boat, right, mit palel. First David, look at Rashi here, hishkim. Rashi says like this, hishkim bekaron ubesfina ike beitute demaya. Right, because they're scared of the water. Right, you're scared, you might drown, or there's fear of water, you can't concentrate on the boat. Right, kishiyagiz man kriyash makore, same idea. And then when it comes the time for davening, for shema say it. And Rabbi Shimon Lazer omer, bein kach uvein kach kore kriyash makore. He says, no. Doesn't matter where you're going, what you're doing, what the time is. First you say Kriya Shema, right? And then you daven. Why? Like when Orim was a Kadesh, Yismach Gula Tefillah. Because he says, no, you have Smichel Gula Tefillah. Look at Rashi there. Kore Kriya Shema. He says, Yamtin, Achia Gia Isman Kriya Shema, V'yikra'ena, and then read Kriya Shema, V'achar Kach Git Palel. And then daven. He doesn't like this idea of Avua de Shmuel and Levi who would makdim these things first. Krishna so the Gemara says, now, but my community, what's the real machloket? Yeah, what are they arguing about? She says like this: Mar sabar tefila mumer adif, or Mar sabar mismachulut tefila adif. Says one opinion is rather daven standing up, meaning if you're going to be in a carriage or on a boat, you can't stand, right? You got to sit. So he says, you know what? Rather stand, daven standing. So therefore, makdim the tefillah before you go so you can stand. And the other opinion says, no, we want to smicha gula tefillah. Pass the water, please. So therefore, he says, rather wait till you can do smicha of tefillah to geula. Right? And can we, have we got a halacha there, anybody?
If you need to set out early on a journey, you pray at any time after dawn at home standing. Yep. By the time recites Shema arrives, recites in the course of the journey. That's why they finish the first time, even though he does not juxtapose redemption with prayer. These days, the custom is to wait and recite both Shema and Amida prayer in the course of the journey. It's from the Mishnah Berurah, since as a rule, you are unable to master proper intent while praying.
Okay, so basically, this whole idea of be tuta b'maya doesn't apply anymore, because the whole the reason that they had an exclusion, an exception there was because they couldn't concentrate on the water. Mishnah Berurah is saying, says we can't concentrate anyhow. If we're standing, rather wait than stand. Rather stand. I mean, rather go on the way. Rather do mismicha, right? And not said earlier. Okay. Marei mar umar zutra. Havu mechanfe bei asara b'shabte de rigla. Right? So now on the Shabbos of the regal, which is what that means in a second. So marei mar zutra would get together 10 guys. And bei kaminyan umatzlu. V'had enough k'lepirka, then go carry on with their learning. Right, Rav Ashi matzlei b'hadei tzibura b'yachid miyushav. Okay, we know. Let's Rashi over here. I think it's Rashi over here. Tefillah umar adif b'shabte derigla. So what shabte derigla? Rashi says Yashir if nei Pesach ba'atzeret nesukas. Because Pesach Shavuot and Sukkos, there'd be a Shabbos, right? Because you know you're going to have a Shabbos Agada like a droshes before the Chag. Umar Emar be'iro umar zutra be'iro hayu adar shanim. So Rashi telling us that Umar Emar and Umar zutra, they were the guys giving the shir. Right? V'shachrit ayu ha'am hochim. Listen to this. Completely different to how we live our life today. V'shachrit in ayu ha'am hochim lebet ha'midrash. They go to bet ha'midrash v'shachrit. U'kishimagiyaz man kriyashma. They say they come early. Right? They do kriyashma. V'hadarshan doresh. Then the darshan would doresh off the kriyashma. V'am nishmatim. Then they'd spread out. U'mipalim ish ish levado. Each guy would go and daven on their own. So now Maraymar and Marzutra himself didn't like this idea of davening on their own. They wanted a minion. So that's why it says, they would gather themselves together, 10 guys, shachrit, before they go to Beit HaMidrash. I said, wait a second, we get to Beit HaMidrash, it's going to be a balagan. Everyone's going to go daven on their own. Let's daven quickly before the shir. Right? V'korin kriyashma palim b'smicha gula letfila v'hadar nafka lepirka v'darshe. And then they'd go to the Beit HaMidrash. So the amcha come to the Beit HaMidrash, wait for kriyashma, and then each guy does their own thing, and these guys give a shir. They would first have a minyan beforehand, and then they would go and teach. Rav Ashi matzdei b'hadar tzibura b'yachid miyushav. Rav Ashi did it differently. Look at Rashi. Rav Ashi also was a hayar rosh yeshiva b'mata b'chasya. So Maraymar and Marzutra, right? They were in their towns, and Rav Ashi was in Matya Mechasia. He would do it a little bit differently. He would matzlei b'hadei tzibur. Look at Rashi, right? He says Rav Ashi ya rosh yeshiva matya Mechasia v'doresh. He also gave the drosha on those three Shabboses. V'hu lo haya mipalei al kol, but he never davened like them before davening. Ela keshemagiyaz man kriyashma, when it came grand shashmi, look what he would do. Listen to this, Rav Ashi. It was clever. Remember, they had a Tana. They had a maturgaman who would, they'd like whisper into his ear the shir, and then he'd be like the loudspeaker rattling off. So look at him, this is what Rashi would do. He said like this, Keshemagiyaz man kriyashma, lochesh harbe yachad maturgaman ha'omed lefayim. He'd tell him a lot of stuff. He'd pile this guy up with information. U'ba'ot sha maturgaman ha'shmir, but he'd be telling the whole tzibur, the shir, who koreh shma, he would read shma, v'somek ul letfilah, and he would daven shachrit, umit pali al mishnah. He'd sit there in his seat. He wouldn't get up. He'd daven sitting down. Shelo haya rotzeh latzeit, shelo latriach latzibur lakum mifpanav. If he'd get up, he wouldn't have to get up for him. There'd be too much tirch latzibur. He said, oh, stay down. He sat there davening shmona ashrei, sitting down. Look at this. Kavat lebeitah, when he got home, hadar umatzlei, when he'd repeat the shmona ashrei. So these two words, yotzei, on gula smicha, on masmich tzvich letfila. So Rabbanan said, I don't understand, Rav Ashi. Why don't you look like Marzutra and Maraymar? They've done it before. They have a minyan in the morning. So Amar Lehu said, no. Terichali milta, that's too much of a job for me. Ah, he was an early riser, obviously, right? Rashi says, Terichali el acher beit midrash ad shit palel. Okay, Rashi gives a good spin, right? Rashi says, look, philosophically, I can't deal with the idea that I'm going to come late to the Meda Midrash. So you have him first. I want to be the Midrash quickly. Okay, I thought it would be maybe, but he's not an early riser. Okay. Ulaabid mar kavur shmuel belevi. So, okay, fine. So you don't want to do like them, but then do like Abba of Shmuel Levi. There we saw, have a makad meo match. They get up early and dub. Right? So you don't want to make it at the same time at a minute at your house. Get earlier. Make it earlier, Davin Biyachid, before the night. Right? So he says, Amar Lehu, Lo Chazin Le Rabban Keshisha Minan. See what he says? I haven't seen really Tamilah Chachamim, Keshisha Minan, older than those guys, to Avdi Hachid, they do such a thing. It doesn't seem to be a common practice. Look at Rashi. He says, Baharet, Avdi Hachid, he says, Lo Chazinan. He says, Shiakdimu Tvina Le Kriyashma. I haven't seen that. That notion there of saying Tvina before Kriyashma, I haven't seen people doing that. Hilchach Kevin de Mamtin Mitvila. Adzman Kriyashma, since you're waiting already, mitzvah is smokhti d'achar gula, l'fich ha'mibidam yushab b'mkom v'yidavin in his place sitting down, l'fich ha'ein da'at b'mushevet alav kolkach, since he wasn't happy with it, tzarich l'achzor l'palel b'veito. See, that amazing, eh? That's what he would do. Okay. New Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar ben Azari omer, ein tfilat ha'musafin ele b'chaver ir. See this? Am b'nivu l'alocha. Rabbi Lazar ben Azari says that the whole notion of musaf is only b'chaver ir. There's a big machloket here what this chaver ir means. The Aruch has got a story on it, explaining what chaver ir means. He even brings an opinion that chaver could be the name of a person. Right? Ele b'chaver ir. Look at Rashi, b'chaver ir. Lo tiknua ele b'tzibur. Tfilat musaf is only a tfilat to be said with a tzibur. Chaver ir is chaburat ha'ir, says Rashi. It's a gathering of people. Aval lo liyachid. Okay, that's what he says there. B'chaver ir. And v'chachamim omrim v'chaver ir u'shelo v'chaver ir, right? What does chachamim say? V'chaver ir u'shelo v'chaver. Makes no difference. Chachamim say whether you got a minyan or you haven't got a minyan, but tzibur not but tzibur, you say it for tamusafin. So that's about looking at Rabbi Azari and chachamim, where the musaf is only for tzibur or not. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says mishmo. And Rashi points out that the Shmo here is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right? He says like this. Kol makom sheyesham chaver ir, yachid patur mitfilat musafin. Wherever there's a chaver ir, right, meaning a tzibur, the yachid is patur to daven. Look at Rashi. Before we look at Rashi over here. You know what? Actually, no Rashi on this, but Rashi over here says, Ko makom, Gemara pari chan tanakama. He says, what's the difference between this and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ain't Rabbi Musaf in the Bechaver Ir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ko makom sheyesham chaver ir, yachid patur. Right? So we'll see that Gemara explain what it means. Look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu tanakama. Gemara says, Yachid, the question. What's the Rabbi Yehuda in tanakama? Most the ikibainayu, yachid shelo bechaver ir. The nafkamina is, if you're a yachid and you're in a place that isn't a minion. Let's say you've gone on a journey, you're in Thailand, whatever the case, you're in a city now, there's no tzibur there. In Thailand, for example, probably Chabad in Thailand. The thing of the place is there's no Chabad. Is there such a place? That's impossible. Is there such a place? Mars, okay. You're on the moon, okay? The first Jewish astronaut to go to the moon. Now, you daven Musaf, right? So that's what it is, yeah. Shalom, look at Rashi here. Yachid shalom chaveir. Yachid hadar beir she'en sham asara. So God lives in a town that isn't a minion. The Tanakama, according to Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Lo Tiknu Ele Ba'Asara Yachid Zeh Patur. So he would say that there isn't a Yoyu Patur. Why? Because there's only a mitzvah to say Musaf where there's a minion. There's no minion, there's no minion of Musaf. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ein Yachid Patur Makom Asara. Shishtalech, but the Yachid is Patur if there's a minion. You see the difference? If there's a minion, the tzibur's doing it. So the shaliach tzibur's going to daven shmona asra. He's going to say musaf, you patur from that. If there's no tzibur, then you have to actually daven it. So it's quite the opposite. Just by my father-in-law shul, in Spanish-Portuguese shul on Shabbos, there's only a shaliach tzibur musaf. There's no musaf of a yachid. Only the shaliach tzibur davens musaf. Everyone answers kedusha with him. He davens musaf, and that's it. Right? I always thought that was good. That was like, you know, the Rambam cancelled Chazar HaShatz. There's a takana of the Rambam to cancel Chazar HaShatz because it won't be mezalzil Chazar HaShatz. So he stopped doing Chazar HaShatz. So I always thought that was like just a misunderstanding of the Rambam. And the Rambam canceled Chazar HaShatz and they only have Chazar HaShatz. But obviously, I was wrong. Okay. Right. So now, So now, Amar Huna, sorry, Bar Chinna, Amar Chia Bar Ava, Amar Chia Bar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Huna, Shamar Mishum, Rabbi Nazar Ben Azaria. He passes the Loch Elaklet, that if there isn't a Shliach Tzibur, then you got to daven Musaf, it is a Shliach Tzibur, daven Musaf. Amar Rav Chia Bar Avin, Shapir Kamartet, what you said is correct, Amar Shmuel, we got from Shmuel, Mi Amai lo Matzline Tzelote de Musafim Beyachid. Hear what Shmuel said. He says, I've never davened Musaf as Beyachid. Never davened. Obviously, he's always lived in a place where there was a minion. And the Shaliach Ben Hardy says, sorry, Ben Harda, you've got to read over the page, right? In my life, I never davened Musaf Beyachid Ben Harda. Right, look at Rashi. Lefish Yesham Tzibur, Vashliach Potrani, because there's a Shaliach Tzibur there. Lebar Ben Harda. Lebar Hahu Yoma. Other than that, one day he says, the Atapu Musa de Malkila Mata, there was a guy, Rashi says there, an army, right? And soldiers came in, right? The Lord Salu, and we didn't, and they, the Shaliach, the Tzibur didn't daven, and then the Tzali be Yachid, and then I daven on my own, Bava Yachid Shalom Bechaveir, and that was without a Tzibur. Okay, so that's what he says, that one day over there, that he davened. Right, so he says, Yati Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina said, Karakam Rav Yana, and he said, like this, Yvette Rav Yana. Halachar Kabirum Shem Rav Nazaria. He said, exactly like we saw a second ago. He said, Ochotak Rav Nazaria, if it's a Tzibur, the Yachid doesn't say Musaf. So Amarle. Right, so this was Rav Chanina said in front of Rav Yana. So now Rav Yana, I said to Rabbi Chanina, Pokra Karecha Lebra. Get out here with your nonsense. Go say that rubbish outside. That doesn't make sense. That you want to talk things like that, not in my Beit Midrash. Go say those things outside, right? Why? So we had the Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Ben Azaria. Full stop. That's not the halacha. If you're going to say those things, yeah, I don't want you in my Beit Midrash. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is like this. Ani Raiti Ed Rabbi Yanai, the Tzali Vahara Tzali. The Rabbi Yanai who chucked Rabbi. Rabbi Chanina out of his Beit Midrash, right? Rabbi Yana, I said like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, I saw Rabbi Yana, it was his Rebbe, Tetzali Vaharatzali. He davened and then he davened again. Look at Rashi. Tetzali Vaharatzali. Velama lay state for why he davened twice. Ela achat shel shachrit va achat shel musafin. Shma mina, late late Rabbi Elazar Azaria. He davened by Yechidut. And I don't know, there was a tzibur there, obviously, where they were. And nonetheless, he still davened it. So he learned from there that Aloche is not like. Not Rak Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria. Now, the Gemara out of the blue. No, so we haven't got there yet. Amale Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zaira. Right, so now Rabbi Yirmi says to Rabbi Zaira, Vedilma, why is Rabbi Yochanan assuming, right, that Daddy Shachrit and Musaf? Vedilma mikara lo chiven date, ulevesof chiven date. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'tarvay de shachrit. Maybe actually he saw Rav Yana davening too. Why is he assuming that it was Musaf? Maybe he davened shachrit. He never had proper kavona. He went back and davened shachrit again. But you saw the guy davening two shmonashos. How do you know which is which, right? So Amar Rabbi Zaira says to Rabbi Yirmiya, Chazei man gavra rava de kemesai dalei. So, but wait a second, there was a great guy gave Eidut, right? Look at Rashi there, Rabbi Yochanan. She'ida ladavar yafe, if Rabbi Yochanan gave testimony to such a thing, you can be sure of one thing, dikdek shebishvil tefillat ha-musaf neita. He made certain that what Rabbi Yana was davening there was Musaf. He wouldn't, Rabbi Yochanan didn't just make assumptions. If Rabbi Yochanan gives Eidut, Mesadeh, he's giving Eidut, he went and he checked Rabbi Yana exactly what he was davening, what he wasn't davening. Now, the Gemara brings out of the blue, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, the Segura, which we saw a couple of daf ago, on Daf Chet, right? So it's quite a long Daf ago, right? 3 weeks ago. Says Rav Ami Rav Asi, Afagav Dehav. Remember this Gemara? Afagav Dehav Leo Kleisar Bei Knishta Betaveria Lo Avimatzle Ele Beinei Amude. Remember we saw the idea of learning where you daven, they davened underneath. Remember like in the Amudim of the Beit Midrash? So they could daven where they learned. And they obviously davened there by Yechidus, right? Beinei Amude, Heiched Dehavu Garse, where they used to learn. So the truth is, Rashi doesn't make any comment on this, and I was breaking my head over what is the Gemara doing here until you actually look at the Tosfot. Tosfot takes you back about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines, where the Gemara said, "Ein lachak Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah," and says, "Why did the Gemara bring this case of Yeruka Tosfot? Ela halachak Rabbanan, v'chein pasach ben Chananel, right? Delahachi mighty hachi." Tosfot, that's why they brought here Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. The whole reason this few lines here is being repeated from Davchet is for that. Shayumit palim beyachid kerabanan beine amude de garse lashmeinan de lachak rabanan. Obviously, what Tosfos is telling us is they were davening musaf. And why did they daven musaf under the amudim? Obviously, it was a minyan in Tveria. There were 13 shuls in Tveria. So if there were 13 shuls in Tveria, that was a place where there was a tzibur. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon, if there's a tzibur over there, then you patur from musaf. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, David Musaf under the Amudim, even though there were plenty of shuls in Tveria to show you the halacha is like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Otherwise, even though it's missing from the Tosfos what I'm saying, but there's actually Musaf, but there's another way to explain it. Right? Okay. So now, is there a note on that, by the way?
This note says there's a question whether they were davening with or without a minion.
Okay, well, it seems to me pashut. The fact that Tosfot says the lahachi mighty hacha Rabbi Asi should be palim beyachid.
I understand.
That's the Tosfot. I'm saying maybe. Okay, I haven't seen the notes, but I'm saying that's the Tosfot over there. Okay. So now itmar, right? Now we've got a machloket on that. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdim Mishum Rabbeinu Amar lachak Rabbi Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdim doesn't agree with that. He says no, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbeinu. And who's Rabbeinu over here? Rashi says, we've seen a lot of times where he says Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu? Rav. Right? He says the name of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Mishum Rav. He says, Aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda, Shammai Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right? Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, Tzali bar Atzali. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, right? He would daven and then repeat the davening. So Amar Rabbi Zaira. Right, we haven't seen Rabbi Chiya bar Ava anywhere up until now, right? We had Rabbi Zaira earlier on, right? We had Rabbi Zaira there with Rabbi Yirmia. So yeah, Rabbi Chiya bar Ava tzali bar tzali. So Amale Rabbi Zaira, so Rabbi Zaira said to him, my time Avid bar Hachi, why are you repeating your davening? Now look at this. Count with me for a second. You see where it says Rabbi Chiya bar Ava? Mm-hmm. So there's Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, the next line Rabbi Zaira, then Mishum, then Olam. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines is all his question. This is one long question. Look at the question. In the question, he postulates, is it, if you would say it's because of this, then it can't be that. He answers the questions all the way to get to the end of the question. Look at this. Look at the unbelievable question. So now, Amar Rabbi Zayr to Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, why are you repeating your davening? He says, Ma taima avid mar hachi, why did you do this? Ilam, if you're going to tell me, Mishum de lo chiven mar date, because you didn't concentrate, so you had to repeat your shmonash, right? Vaham Rabbi Lezer, but did Rabbi Lezer say, Lo lam ya moda damit atzmo? A person should always assess himself before he davens. Im yachol lachaven et yirbo yirpal, if he's able to concentrate, then daven. Vim lav, Alid palya, then you shouldn't daven. So it's pashut that wasn't what you were doing, because obviously you would have made sure beforehand that you could concentrate. Ela de lo id karmar deresh yircha. Maybe you forgot Rosh Chiyale v'yavo in your Shmona Esrei, and that's why you repeated your davening, right? He says, but how can it be? Va'atanya, we got a brighter ta'ava lo hiskir shirosh chodesh. If you forgot Rosh Chodesh, skip out the next few words. B'shachrit ein machzino tovim neshiach. No, I said skip out the next few words.
Oh, okay.
The Gra takes it out, and so does the Mishra Shas take it, Bach take it out, and I'll tell you why, It's not relevant. We'll see in a second why. Right? If you forget in Ma'ariv, if you don't repeat in Shachri, because in Ma'ariv, if you don't repeat Rosh Chodesh, because it's not Kiddush HaChodesh. That's why he takes it out, right? He says, like this, we'll see that, we come to that. He says, Amas Kiddush HaChodesh, B'Shacharit, Ein Machzino Tobi Pnei Shachol Omer Musafin. You don't repeat Shachrit because you can have it in Musaf. And then B'Musafin, if you forgot it in Musaf, Ein Machzino Tobi Pnei Shachol Omer Mincha. So you obviously had a problem with Kavona because Yemoreh Tatzmo Lifnechet. You obviously didn't have to forget Yale V'Yavo because Aloch is that you can repeat it again in Musaf or in Shachrit. So why did you repeat Shachrit? Amar Lei, Rav Chiya says to him, Amar Lei, Lav itmar la am Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shanu. Look at Rashi. Mishum b'tzibur shanu. The ein machzir mishum de shama lei mishaliach tzibur. Why don't you repeat for Rosh Chodesh? If it's in a tzibur, ve'ike miktzat haskara. When you're davening b'tzibur, Rabbi Yochanan explained to us that brighter, if you forgot your leviyavot, you don't repeat it in shachrit, you can tell it in musaf, if you forgot the musaf, you can repeat it in mincha, or often, because even the shliach tzibur tichon hashat, so you hear him say leviyavot, there's a little bit of askara by you listening like a shomea ko'one. Aval b'yachid tzarich lachzor. But if you're davening b'yachidot, you have to repeat your shema. I said, well, I was davening shachrit aviyah, and the reason why I repeated it really was, I forgot your leviyavot, and I'm a yachid, and if I've got to repeat it. Look at Rashi over here. Ubahag, quotes the Bahag again, right? The Rav Kaira, right? We spoke about it in the Baal Hilchot Gedolot. Mefaresh, he says it differently in Rashi. So Rashi explains the Pshatya is that you as a Yachid cannot repeat it, but Tzibur, because you're going to hear the Shaliach Tzibur saying it. The Bahag explained Pshat differently. The Bahag said, Mefaresh la b'Shaliach Tzibur. If Shaliach Tzibur forgot it, you don't make him repeat it. Why? Mishum tirche de tzibura. Aval yachid hadar. But a yachid always repeats it. Okay? That's interesting. What's that? We don't aloche is, right? Today, if we pass, if you forget Yalav Yovi, you repeat the Shmonashi. We'll see in a second exactly where you're going to. Okay, let's carry on. So on the back of that, the Gemara says, okay, beautiful. Kama yishay ben tfilah letfilah. How long do you have to wait between each tefillah? Right, so what are the tefillahs that we ask? Rashi says a couple of examples. B'sheyesh alav lachzor l'palel. Let's say you forgot Yale v'yavo now, and you're going to dive in a second Shmona Asrei. So can you just say, Oseh Shlom Ramav, and then straight away start? He says, no. Yishheh bein tefillah l'tefillah. Rav Huna v'Rabbi Chanina, chad amar kedei shetitchonen da'ato alav, v'chad amar kedei shetitcholel da'ato alav. Now exactly what these two different words mean, I'm 100% clear. According to Rashi, there's no machlok between the second. They're both saying the same thing. The Aruch, by the way, I saw this morning in the Aruch, he explains them differently, and there is a proper machlok between the two of them. I didn't understand what the machlok it was. Okay? But he says here, Clara, actually, no, I'll read it to you. It's worth it. We've got that in front of me. If you look at the Aruch over here, we are on Daf Lamed Amud Bet. So you see there, Daf Lamed Amud Bet. We're left down a bit, right? Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Charamar she titchonen, Perus kedei she titchonen da'ato alav, and he says, Huva b'or zaruah b'shem pri chadash, kedei she tasur eima milibo ki ba'et shoved ifnei ha'teva mitbahel mipnei ha'tzibur. He should be able to remove this fear from his heart, because when he's diving in front of the Abud, he's very nervous. וכשה מתלי פליאל לחבני בו להתחנן, שרה או טעימה, he should remove it from him, דכתיב את חנן ואת נפל. וחד אמר כדי שתתחולל, דעתו לב, כשיעור שתסור הימם ליבו ויחווה ניבו לחלות פני צורו שימחול קומה שפשע ומרד. So the one is that he's asking to remove the aimer from Hashem, of his sin, and the one is that he should have the fear of the tzibur. כשזה יותר שיעור מן המתכוון לקבל פרס. הוא בקשת מחילה. And then he says over here, he says, שתתחולה לשון חילוי, והיא היא אלה בלישנו אמ פליגי. The Rashi said the same thing, אבל לדברי הארוך, Omnam cholkim lemaase. It's a proper machlok demaase. I'm not sure that I understood it all. But anyway.
What is the Tosfot? Tosfot says it's
4 amot. No, that's the amount of time you got to wait. We'll come to it in a second. 1 second.
But that's what.
I think the Gemara says it now. Then she was 4 amot. The time. So he gives it a period of time, right?
4 amot.
That he says. Mm-hmm. I actually saw that. I thought it was a Rashi that. Okay, Shkoach. So it's actually a Tosfot. Okay, let's just look at the Rashi very quickly first. We'll come to Tosfot after that. So Kama Yishev Beit Tzvi Ator. So Rashi is over here. Mi Sheyesh Alav Lachzor Lipalel O Mishum Deta'a O Mishum Musafin. He says, even between Shachir and Musaf, Kama Yishev Bein Zor Lazor. He says, Yashit Titchonen Shetehed Da'ato Miyushevet Aruch Tvarav Belashon Tchina. He should be able to have time that he can concentrate and prepare his davening. And she tchole alashon chilui v'hi. See, Rashi says he the same thing. Ela belishna ba'alma pliga. He's arguing about the different lashon. And then you see there Tosfot take the shev in tefila kagon adam shtav rotzei lipalel shenit v'chem bein tefila shachit musavin she tchole alashon mufarish b'yushalmi tahaynu kishelech 4 amot. And that actually halacha in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. That's the amount of time that you got to wait. Shkoach. So now amar lei. No, hold on. I lost my place. Now comes a question, right? We actually touched on this yesterday. If you forgot to say Yale V'Yavo at Ma'ariv, right? If you forgot to say Yale V'Yavo at Ma'ariv, right? We're talking about specifically on Rosh Chodesh, right? Because he says he's skir shel Rosh Chodesh, Arvit, ein machshinoto. Why don't you repeat it? Lefi she'ein beitin mekatch nacholish ele b'yom. Because beitin don't kish chodesh during the day, and therefore it's not shy. Amar ameimar. Amar v'slakas b'istabre milta, derav b'chodesh malei. Says that makes sense what you're telling me if you're talking about a chodesh malei. Now we've got chodesh chaser and chodesh malei, 30 days and 29 days. So the question is, he says, on a chodesh malei. I was going to spend a bit more time on this, but we're not going to spend time on this. So Rashi, k'she achodesh she'avar, when the previous month was Malay, so Shinosh Chodesh Bet Yamim, then the last day of the month, the 30th and the first of the second month are both Rosh Chodesh, right? That's what happens, right? Shtemim Yilchach Yachol Le'omre Le'machar Da'arvit Shel Machar Rosh Chodesh Gamu Yotem Rishon. So therefore he's saying that only makes sense if there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, because then you forgot it on the first night. So anyhow, you can repeat it again on the second half, because that is in better Rosh Chodesh anyhow, because it's actually the first day. Right? Aval b'chodesh chaser machshinoto. Right? So that is what Amayimra seems to say. Amayimra seems to say, right, that when we said, when Rav Anan said to Rav, don't repeat it, it's only if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. But if it's a 1-day Rosh Chodesh, you should even repeat it. 1 second. Amar Rav Ashkel Amar. Rav says, no. Says Michti Rav Taima Kamar, since Rav gave a reason why you don't repeat it. It's nothing to do with what you could or you can't. So it's not shayach to do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Right? Look at Rashi here. Michti Taima Kamar, She'ein Mekatch HaChodesh Balayla, Mani Chaser, Mani Mani, what's the difference? If it's Chaser, Mani, no lights. Ela Losh Night, makes living at Saloch, Adran Lach Tzvi Shachar, Adran Lach Tzvi Shachar, Adran Lach Tzvi Shachar. I make it finish off this Mishnah. Ein Omni Nepalah Mitoch Kovid Rosh. So now we know that you're davening with kavon. Rashi says hachna'a, right? Your head bowed over in a humble position. Chasidim Rishonim ayu shohin sha'achat. The Chasidim Rishonim, right? They used to come and daven. Chasidim Aviyah means Chasidim being like the tzaddikim of the time, right? Used to come and spend an hour before davening, right? Rashi says yasha'achat b'makom she'ba'o lipadal. They never waited at home an hour. They came to shul an hour before, and they sat in their seat, and they spent an hour preparing themselves. Umitpalim g'ashichavnu libam navi b'shmaim, consecrating Hashem. Afilu amelech shal b'shlomo. Now, even if the king comes and asks you how you are, lo yeshivenu, you don't answer him. Va'afilu nachash karucha lakavo. And even if a snake is wrapped around your leg, lo yafsik, you don't mafsik. Now, I saw in the Aruch, we're not going to have time to read it now, he brings a very nice explanation of the connection between a snake and a king. Right, what they've got to do. He says both of them, they whisper before they kill you. Right? So now he's they quote Khan over there and says Marat Nefesh that she was pretty anguished. So the woman says, how can it be your makor for Kovid Rosh? Dilma Khana Shaani, she was different in her case. The Havat Marira Libatava. She was pretty bitter. Right, so hers was a unique circumstance. She couldn't afford pregnant. She was praying to Baruch Hu. She was a very sad woman. Maybe we aren't the same. So we're going to another makor. He says, okay, maybe you're right. I'm Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina. Mihachal, we got a makor of Yavani Barov Chazdecha. Avo Beitecha, Ishtach Velecha Kodshecha, Beiratecha. Right, that over there is coming from David HaMelech. He says, Ani Barov Chazdecha, with all your chesed, God, I come to your house. Ishtach Velecha Kodshecha, and he bowed down. The verse says, maybe David was also different. How can we learn from David HaMelech anything? Tim David Sha'ani, Dehave Mitzar Nafshei Barach. David, I saw a note somewhere because of Bathsheba. David spent his whole life begging for forgiveness. He was always miserable because he had sinned with the God to Bathsheba that he wanted. David was a person who was particularly had upset about what he had done, and therefore, especially, what about us? I'm Rabbi Shur ben Nevi Miachas. You know what the Gemara accepts is. You know what? You've got a third makor of how we know you've got a davening makor v'drosh. Hishtachavu la'Hashem b'hadrat kodesh. The pasuk over here says, it's a Tehillim as well, Havu la'Hashem kavod shemo, right? Let's give Hashem kavod. Hishtachavu la'Hashem, it's b'hadar in front of him, b'hadrat kodesh. Hadar meaning like, from the word hidur, right? Like glory. How do you say hidur? What's the translation of hadrat kodesh? English quickly.
In the beauty of holiness.
Okay. So Gemara says, Al tikri bahadrat, Don't read the word Bahadrat, the beauty of Haridus, Ela Bacharadat Kodesh, the fear of Kodesh. Change the hey to the chet. So someone says to me, my, where do you get that from? Maybe it's Taka Kodesh, Kahad Rav Yehuda. Look at this. Have a Mitzaye Nafshe, Vahadar Matzli. What is Mitzaye Nafshe? Look at Rashi. Mitzaye Nafshe, Mekashet Atzmo Begadav. It's the dress of Rashi. That's the halacha today, putting a hat and a jacket on when you daven. You know, people put a hat and a jacket on for daven, for Bikr Amazon, right? Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Meach, he says, no, there's a separate Makor. This is the Makor. Ivdu et Hashem Beyira, Vegilu Beraada. So you've got to serve Hashem, and Ivdu, look at Rashi here, Ivdu et Hashem Beyira, Tfilah, Shilanu B'makom Avodah, that is Ivdu, Avodah is Tfilah, right? Asu ata Beyira, do it Beyira, Vegilu Beraada. So someone says, my Vegilu Beraada, so I can understand what Beyira means, but what does Vegilu and reveal it Beraada, with shaking, with trembling? Amrav Adabar Matna, Amarav. The Masurah Shaf changed that Rabbah to Rav. Right, Rav B'makom Gila, where there's gila, exalt, happiness and excitement, sham tehe ra'ada. There should also be a bit of trembling. In other words, you're doubling in front of a God, you're happy on the one hand, but you're also on the other hand. And the Gemara says, Abaya have a yatif kamed rabba. Abaya said in front of rabba, chazed have a kebadach tuva. He thought the guy was too festive. Look at Rashi here. Kebadach tuva, you're tearing me die. Kebadach, he was too happy. V'nir'ah k'porek ol, he was losing it. He had lost a bit of the sphere. He was Abaya was worried about Rabbi, right? So Amar says to him, V'gidu b'rada k'tiv, doesn't the pasuk V'gidu b'rada? I know you're happy, but why so happy? Amar le'ana tefillin menachna. Because I've got tefillin on. The question is, what does that mean, got tefillin on? Rashi says, V'heim eidut shememshelet koni u'mesharto alai. He says, I don't have to worry. With tefillin on, I'm guaranteed. Look at my tefillin in my head. I know that who God is, and I won't lose it. Rav Yehuda, you have a yativ kamed Rav Zera. So same story. Rav Chazid have a kebarech tuv. He's very happy. Amale bechol etzev yeh motar. He quotes another pasuk of here. He quotes from Mishle. He says bechol etzev, right? In all the place where you would have said yeh motar. Translate. Give me an English translation there, please. Yeh etzev. How did that translate?
In all sorrow, there is profit.
There's profit. Okay. Well, you benefit from being a bit sorrowful. Why are you laughing so much, right? Amale anet tefillin menachna. I am wearing tefillin in my head. We'll stop off over here.